Sally sucks slippery slime. Sally sucks slippery slime.
Oh, dude. What's your problem, man? Why do you always gotta be like that, bro? You ain't gotta always be like that, dude. Hot copy, huh?
It's horrible.
Welcome to the number one podcast in the world. We are the greatest, the highest rated podcast in the north. I don't know, south,
eastern, and west of the
Pecos. Temecula. Yeah. We are the highest rated, most beloved podcast in the Inland Empire.
This side of Texas.
This side of the Appalachia. Nah, we're not. We're not at all. We might be.
We might be.
We may be. We're going to be.
We will.
We will be.
One lady at a time.
This is the way. Yeah, welcome to the RFTFL podcast. I'm your host, Murderface. And I'm getting that Murderface voice. Welcome to this summer cold we have here, but this is definitely the RFTFL podcast here.
We are not selling out. We want to make everything metal, blacker than the blackest black.
This is brutal, Nathan. This is just absolutely brutal. Hey, we have got a show. Welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is Killer Puke. What's up?
How you doing? I'm doing all right.
So, you know.
We're on board.
Listen, first there was 2020, right? And no surprise to anyone, here's 2021.
Right.
That's generally how it goes. That's generally how it goes, right? And shit is fucking whack, dude. It is whack out there. Nothing has got... Okay. Let's just say that we're dragging... 2021 is 2020's little bitch. That's all that is. That's all it is so far. But I tell you, something good is coming out of 2021. Something amazing. Something nobody across America could do. No mainstream media outlet. No politician, no matter how many promises they have made... Has been able to pull this off. What is happening right now in the world?
It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. If you guys haven't heard about this, then
where have you been?
What are you doing?
Get your shit together.
Yeah. So everyone, okay, before you do anything, go to ROTFLpodcast.com, sign up and become a member. If you want to support our show and what we do. Go ahead. Send us a couple bucks.
Oh, I seen Arlena today. I was like, hey, thanks for helping out with our fuckery.
Our major most fuckery. But you can go to ROTFLpodcast.com/donate. And thank you, Arlene. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Joanne. You know, we got some hardcore members out there, and we'd really appreciate it. However... We got some great stuff this week. If you guys have been under a rock, it's time to come out and take a look at what's happening. Now, do you like to go to the movies, good sir?
Love the movies.
There is nothing better than walking into a movie theater and smelling that fucking buttery goodness of popcorn, paint... Just $20 for something you could get at the dollar store for a dollar. Right?
Hey, they got to make some money somehow.
I'm cool with it. I always loved going to the movies. The silver screen, man. Do you not like the movies?
Love the movies.
Then what the fuck, dude. Get on board, dude. Show some
enthusiasm. I am on board.
Oh.
I got like 200 fucking shares, man.
Hey, just relax, man. I'm just talking about the movie. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, you're getting a little ahead of the game.
I'm getting ahead of the game.
What happened this week was fucking amazing, okay? And what
the month.
Yeah. Well, what? Huh?
The month, man. It all started with... You got to go back to the beginning, to the roots.
Well, let's get to the real roots of the deal. Who doesn't love GameStop out there? Who hasn't walked into GameStop and bought some used games, bought some used gear, bought some new gear, just went in to see what was going on? It's not something you did all the time. Unless, like, I don't know. GameStop is a place we all know and love. We all grew up with. Okay? Wasn't my favorite place to go. I'll tell you that right now. And their business model was questionable at best.
Shoddy at best.
Walmart smoked them.
Target, everybody had a beat, dude. Hands down, everybody.
Yard sales.
I would go there to look around, and then I would just go
somewhere else.
I want that. And then I would just go to Walmart and get it.
It was good for browsing.
Yeah.
But AMC, the movie theater chain, everyone knows who AMC is. That's another story. They weren't doing so bad. I mean, mind you, all the streaming businesses out there, Netflix, Hulu, blah, blah, so on and so forth. Yeah, okay, they started kind of hitting movie theaters pretty rough. But there's nothing like...
What really hit it the most... And started all that was the coronavirus shut everything down, and so they had to kind of adapt to all that.
But what I'm saying is, they took a hit because of all these other streaming services. However, no one was willing to give up the movie theaters so far.
Who wants to?
Nobody. The movie theaters is something you do. You don't sit at home, meet up with the chick and go, let's go on a date. The only time you do that is when you're Netflix and chilling or Hulu and anal.
Or what is it? Disney Plus
and DPN?
Yeah.
All right.
Good enough.
We'll go with that. Disney Plus and double dildos? God. Don't be watching Disney and doing weird shit, bro. You better keep it fucking PG if you're watching Disney Plus, you little freaks. I know what you're doing out there. And you know who I'm talking about. Some of you listeners out there we talk to all the time.
Why are you pointing the finger at me?
You guys are little freaks. I see what you do out there. I look at your Facebook profiles.
These guys, Wall Street Bets.
Wall Street Bets. And if you haven't heard, go on Reddit. Check them out, dude. 6.5 million subscribers strong.
Last time I checked, it was like 2. They're already at 6 again?
Dude, since last week.
Yeah. So, these guys found kind of a loophole, all right?
It ain't no loophole.
Well, not at all. It's just power in numbers. You're blowing that right in the camera, man. You're fucking shit up.
My bad. I'm trying to quit, guys.
So.
Would be the first thing I blew today. Oh, ka-ka, pow.
So, these guys, they're like, all right, if we all get together... Okay, so hedge funds, evil, all right? Everybody knows they're evil. They're just corrupt, money, billionaires.
Billionaires.
Billions upon billions. Dude, they make money. They manipulate the stock to go down, and they make money doing it. So what ends up happening is they get in there. They force a stock down when it's not even actually going down, right? They manipulate it so it looks like it's going down, but it's not.
They short sell. For all our listeners out there who don't know what short selling is, basically, let me break it down into the most fucking Dick and Jane type book I can fucking run this down. Because it is, I'm not trying to dumb down our audience, but
I still don't get it, dude.
All right, so
I still don't get it. Just, and I've been in, it's been explained to me like 6 different times.
All right, let's just put it this way. So a short seller, what they do, let's say the lion borrowed some bananas from a fucking whatever, a rhinoceros, right? And he knew the price of the bananas was going to go down the following week. So he borrowed some bananas from the rhinoceros and said, hey, I'll pay you back the same amount of bananas next week. And the rhinoceros was like, cool, I don't care. So he takes the bananas, he sells them as the price they're at, he waits a week for the price to go down, buys all the bananas back he owes the rhinoceros, and gives them back. And he just cut a profit.
Okay.
That's short selling, and that's what hedge funds do to shares. Now, when they're set, when they sell that stock, they don't own it. They're just promising to pay it back at a later date. It forces the stock to go down because anytime there's selling pressure, the stock starts to fall. Right?
Right. Right.
So they took advantage. The same thing they did in 2008 with the subprime mortgage fucking securities and the housing fucking bubble. They fucking helped. You guys remember all that Freddie Mac, fucking Fannie Mae, fucking Goldman Sachs.
Everything went just to trash in 2008, and it was all mostly because of what they were doing. Now,
and the government fucking had no problem fucking helping any of these people out.
No, so there was a huge protest back in 2008 because a bunch of people killed themselves. They lost everything, you know. So there's a huge protest, and you see these people up in their balconies fucking drinking
champagne.
On Wall Street, drinking champagne, laughing at everybody,
laughing at the
pictures,
people.
Like, aha, fuck you, yeah, you're broke, and we just got rich
fuck
from you.
Fuck you, the retail investor. And this is why it makes it so hard to trade, because even if you have the best fundamental and you do your due diligence on stock analysis, it doesn't matter because these hedge funds can get up there, work between themselves with big money, and several different hedge funds talk to each other and help manipulate a market down and scare people into panic selling. And they make money, and the retail investor, what they call the dumb investor, loses money.
That's me.
The dumb investor over here.
Hey, just wait till we tell you about costs. All right, so so moving on.
Yeah.
So now this dude or these people.
Wall Street Bets.
These people, they got together and say, look, if enough of us get together, we can buy, and all these stocks that are shorted.
Yeah.
So it pushes the stock up,
which forces the hedge funds to cover their ass
and buy back
and buy the stock back in so they don't lose money, which forces it farther up, and they have to do the same thing,
again.
Forces it farther up. It's
and
what
again.
They call a short squeeze.
And again.
So they took fucking GameStop, which was what?
At first, it started out as a $3 stock.
Yeah.
And at the very most, this GameStop is
worth $30.
No way, dude. $10.
Yeah. Oh, on its very best day, if they changed their whole business, get down and got with the program, it might be at best between $30 to $50 stock. At best. At its fucking highest.
Yeah.
That's it.
So they forced this stock up to like over 300. Which good
Wall job. Street Bets, because they banded together. 2.5 million people banded together and just bought. And not only did they bought, they held. And they refused to sell. That's the key.
That's the key to it.
No panic selling. There's a guy on Wall Street Bets. His name is Deep Fucking Value. That's his. Imagine being on a hedge fund, getting
millions of dollars,
getting billions of dollars stolen from you from a guy named fucking, well, not stolen, taken from you from the own game you made with your own rules. Imagine getting billions of your dollars stolen by a guy named Potato in My Ass. Serious. You got to be like, oh, fuck. What the fuck?
So
these guys are self-proclaimed retards and autistic. This is what they call themselves. This is how great it is.
Now, a bunch of people think that these guys are just like a bunch of millennials, but they're not. There's like
everybody.
Everybody's in it. There's ex-hedge fund managers.
We're fucking ex-convicts.
I'm balls deep in AMC right now, dude.
Balls deep.
I'm so overextended on it.
And we're holding. We got those diamond hands. We're here. We're holding. We're holding. Yeah. I sold out twice already and got back in.
I'm at a loss.
I'm so fucking scared, bro. But now I'm with it.
Fuck it.
I'm in the movement now, dude. Fuck it. Serious. This week I got in and sold out twice and said, you know what? And at one point I just said, I'm just going to be a part of this. I don't fucking care. This is something I could tell my grandchildren. I don't care if I lose it all.
Right. I was on board there. Like, I was trying to talk him into it, and he's like, fuck this. And he sold. I was like, dude, come on.
We're going to explain to you why I sold. There was a reason I sold.
Because he woke up and seen he was down.
No. It's something a fucking app did, and we're going to talk about the fucking scandalousness of these hedge funds and these so-called apps for the people. Yep. Well, we're going to talk about big tech like we always do.
Yeah. Robin Hood should be called the Sheriff of Notting Hood.
Yeah, the Sheriff of Nottingham. Listen, this is what happened. They squeezed the stock. This dude named Deep Fucking Value put $16K in his stock. He put it all in GME, and he made $30 million fucking dollars overnight. Now, let me explain to you what diamond hands are. Someone who holds and refuses to sell. And this dude is leading this movement because GameStop has went through such volatility that he's watched his shit go to like 40 million, drop to 18 million, go back up to fucking 27 million. I don't know where he's at right now, but he refuses to sell.
Last time I checked, it was like 60. He was at like 60 million.
All I gotta say is shout out to this dude, because if I woke up and seen my stock at fucking $30 million, I'm gone.
I'm cashing.
I'm sorry.
I might leave a million just to like, hey, here. Yeah, that's fine. But I'm cashing out.
I probably would take a good chunk and leave a good chunk just to let it ride to see what happens. Bro, I would be set for the rest of my fucking life, dude.
Yeah.
My kids' fucking generations, bro.
Yeah.
My family line would be well good for a long time. I would break off every single one of my family members and every friend I have on Facebook. I would break them off. $1,000.
Have a real studio.
Yeah.
Just for
podcasting. I would make one of those stupid ass posts and say, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you respond to this. And I guarantee I have so little friends on Facebook that respond to anything I do. So they would just like skip over it and then maybe catch it. Like, did you hear? And they'd like try to go back. And I'd be like, nah, you missed the window, motherfucker.
Window's closed.
Yeah. Unfriend. Fuck, that's the only time. That'd be the most likes I've ever gotten, bro, if I was just breaking off $1,000 to each one of my friends on Facebook. Okay, so these guys squeezed the stock up, made fucking millionaires out of so many people. And this is what happened. The hedge funds got so upset, they lost billions. Melvin Capital had to file for bankruptcy. Fucking bankruptcy.
No, at first, they got bailed out, right?
Bailed out.
Somebody bailed them out because they owed so much money. Overnight, that bailout money was gone.
Gone!
And then they claimed bankruptcy the next day.
Dude, and it's not stopping. And
so,
yeah, that's just so fucking crazy.
There's a few other stocks on the line. AMC's next up for bat. We beat them on Friday. Closed where we were, way above where we were supposed to be. And it's just going to take off from here.
This is the game plan. We're holding. We're holding deep. We're going deep on AMC. And we are not financial advisors. However...
join the movement.
If you were so inclined to join the movement, this is something you might want to think about doing. But once again, you would have to do this to your own risk reward profile and figure out what you want to do on your own.
Don't go to Robinhood, number one.
And this is what we're going to talk about right now. So Robinhood supposedly has ties with this Melvin Capital Group.
40%.
So Robinhood was an app that was No bullshit. It's named Robin Hood. What does Robin Hood stand for?
Steal from the rich, give to the poor.
Right? It was an app for the people so regular investors like you and I could trade and make some money. We started making so much money on these fucking stocks that they fucking stopped trading and limited our shares. They made it so you could only sell shares, creating a downward pressure on this stock. And this is why I sold out initially.
Right.
I woke up and thought something had happened to the stocks. I thought that maybe they filed bankruptcy or something because it said this stock was no longer supported on Robinhood. All you can do is sell. And I was watching it fucking drop. I lost $2,000 in a matter of fucking 5 minutes, right? So I'm gone. I'm like, fuck, this is too rich for my blood. But I had no idea what was going on besides what Robinhood was telling me. Now there's a class action lawsuit against Robinhood because they didn't do it only to GME, GameStop, AMC. They did it like
20 different ones.
Dude, and
anything that was talked about in the Wall Street bets, they put a hold on.
Now, I'm sorry. Now there's limited shares you can buy, which is crazy. Everyone is so pissed. There is a mass exodus from Robinhood right now.
Not just that, but everybody that's a part of this, there's like 2 million of us over that now.
Six million.
6 million.
In a week.
Everybody that's using that Robinhood app, which I was one, we all reviewed, right? All of us.
Yes.
Started reviewing. One star.
You guys are scandalous. You guys are working with the fat cats.
You guys are pieces of shit. Suck a dick. You know.
Eat my ass.
Yeah. Hug my penis with your butthole.
Oh.
You know, just blasting them. Yeah. One star.
Fuck this. Don't get this app. Go somewhere else. Anywhere else. Go somewhere else.
So Google, you know, sees all this, and they're in bed with Google because all of a sudden, it's all over the news. Look it up. But Google removed over 100,000 of these one-star reviews to bump it back up to a four.
Google is manipulating reviews on their Play Store. And I'm wondering how long they have been doing this. Like, this isn't the first time. So what other shitty piece of shit cocksucking apps that are stealing from you is Google upping their ratings?
Right.
Maliciously.
So 100,000. And that was like what? Like that was like 4 days ago. So who knows what it is?
100,000 negative reviews. So if you guys get a chance out there, I'm not saying to do this, but if you were so inclined to go to Google Play Store or Apple Play Store and write a review for the piece of shits in Robinhood and just say these are some turnkey motherfuckers, go ahead. There's some backstabbing ass piece of shits that are supposed to be for the people. Now, Robinhood is currently restricting. Every day they're changing their policy. Now there's like you can get 10 shares. You can still buy options. No,
but that's the thing. I already have in my Robinhood app, I already have 60 shares. But I can't get 1 or 10 because I already have 60. So I can't go every day and buy 1 share or buy 10 shares.
You're at the max.
I'm over the max, so I can't get nothing.
Let me just say they have got so much negative flack for this, and they have had such an exodus from their app that they got to figure something out. Now that the Security Exchange Commission, the SEC, is looking into them for manipulating the market. Now, you guys know how polarized this country's atmosphere has been since this whole election cycle, and even still now.
Oh,
these guys, Wall Street Bets, and what they have done and what Robinhood and all the trading platforms have done to, because it wasn't just Robinhood that restricted trading.
By no, there the way. Was a bunch of platforms that did it.
Like platforms across the board did it because they're all in bed to some numbers. Mind you, Robinhood continues to do it while the other platforms.
They're like, they wash their hands. They're like, oh, yeah, they're like, oh, fucking around.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, they got scared. All the blowback from Robinhood, they were like, oh, we're not fucking with that.
Yeah, this is not a good look on a company that's supposed to be for regular investors. Why would a regular investor go inside a fucking application that is preventing them from making money? Matter of fact, it wants them to lose money.
Yeah, I've literally, because of what they're doing, I'm going to lose out on thousands.
I've clearly lost out on thousands this week because of this shit. This is so fucking stupid. Hey, however, they have managed Wall Street bets and their fucking movement to bring these companies, make money, mind you. They have bred new life like fucking Dr. Frankenstein into these dying, dead fucking companies. AMC has now offered more shares. It has raised capital. GameStop has raised capital. These companies that were dead and dying, the movie theater industry that we weren't even going to see anymore, is they're now breathing new life into it and bringing these companies back from the fucking dead.
Not just that, but a lot of these guys on Wall Street bets that are making thousands and thousands of dollars, they're giving back. They're giving back. They're beating kids.
I've seen them pay for two heart transplants. Like, you ever seen a hedge fund make billions of dollars and go help out kids with cancer?
No.
No. They might do it, like give money to a charity
for a tax write-off. Yeah.
But these people are genuinely out there looking for individual circumstances and fucking helping people out. The people are taking their power back from Wall Street fat cats that have been manipulating the market and stealing money from the retail investor since the beginning.
Since it opened.
And now they're pissed off and mad because people have gotten together and are doing the same thing they've been doing. But I'll tell you what, they got nothing. They got nothing.
And they're trying to shut it down. They're trying their damnedest to shut this shit down, and they can't do shit.
Dude, Washington is looking into this. And let me tell you, I told you how polarized we were if you guys didn't already notice. They managed what they have done here. They have managed to get Ted Cruz and AOC
to agree about something.
To agree! They said what Robinhood did was bullshit and the free market should be the free market. Now, for different reasons, they agreed. But I'll be damned if they didn't
agree. Bottom line, they both agreed.
Like, AOC was like, oh, let the proletariat rise. Social communism to the top. Power to the people, right? And then, like, Ted Cruz is like, well, a free market should be a free market, you know. So two different reasons, but everyone is in agreement that, hey, Robin Hood, you guys are pieces of shit.
Your fucking days are numbered. Oh, and to go back some years, there was already a class action lawsuit against them. They had to pay, a few billion back
for they some had to pay like
shit they did.
A million. They had to pay like $40 million or something.
I thought it was like a billion.
I don't know what it was, but they were stealing from the investors.
Yeah, they were stealing from everybody
that was on the site. I never heard about that. You'd think that would be a negative review. Oh,
hey, something that, you know, Google probably covered up.
I never heard about. And mind you, the Robinhood employees were so pissed about being a part of this, what their management was doing, that they were like, oh, we're not happy about doing this at all. This is not cool.
Yeah, they're ratting out their own company.
So they fucking sold their souls for a fucking $40 DoorDash fucking gift card. DoorDash.
Yeah.
A company that will be bankrupt, no doubt, in the next 5 years.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, that's a good thing we should put on.
Nah. Look, we're not financial advisor here. Clearly, the only thing we're good at is losing money.
Hey, I'm up. I'm up right now.
I'm up too. But we got a big We're doing a little. We'll see. We'll let you guys know next week how it turns out.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a part of the movement, man, go to Wall Street Bets. Become a member. See what's happening. We are fighting the scumbag billionaire fat cats that have been burning us for. And I'm not. Look, I don't got anything against rich people. I don't. I don't have.
I don't trust them.
I don't trust anybody, especially poor people. What the fuck is. What are you talking about? I don't trust anyone. I don't care if you're rich, poor, not, middle class.
You know, I've never met a billionaire, but, you know, I'm just saying, just.
I don't trust anyone across the board. I don't care how much money you got. I don't think it even equates. If you were like, okay, what's more trustworthy in these three classes of people? And I would say that has nothing to do with why I would trust somebody. How much money or. But these billionaires, they produce nothing, dude. All they do is speculate and do some high-level gambling and bankrupt companies to make their money. They're betting on a company going bankrupt and betting against our economy, dude.
And they do stuff to manipulate it to actually make it happen.
They trade between themselves, these hedge funds, at lower and lower prices. They'll put the ask and bids at smaller prices, and they'll trade between each other to artificially make the stock
look like
it's going down when in actuality.
And then regular people that have the stock see it dipping and panic. They panic and they sell, so then it actually dips.
So we're just playing the game, man. We're playing the game, and we're here with you. We're here with you 100% diamond hands. To the moon, all you retards out there, you know what we're talking about. So we love it, and let's hope it works out. But AMC, they really, this stock, it wasn't doing the best, but the coronavirus
was killing it.
The hedge funds seen what the coronavirus was going to do to America Airlines. They did the same thing to America Airlines, which is another restricted one, and they did the same thing to AMC. They seen it was gonna tank because of coronavirus, so they short sold it almost into bankruptcy, and now we're fighting back. And AMC might live to fight another day.
Yeah.
And we could all go enjoy the movies together with our loved ones. I would hate to be in a world where I couldn't bring my kid to the movies. The once a year
give him
I
bunch
do
of
go
candy and get pissed off because he's jumping around in his seat and not watching the movie.
I love the experience of going to the movies. Going to the first movie I've ever seen, which was Roger Rabbit, when I was a child.
Please, Eddie.
Yes, it was a very nostalgic time. I would hate to see movie theaters go away. So shout out to all those people who are involved in this. It is just effing amazing. And
this is just the beginning.
It's not just America. This is worldwide.
Worldwide.
Germany, Europe. It's
Asia.
Dude, everyone is getting on
jumping
board with this.
On board. Let's do it.
Dude, what the politicians in America has failed to do is unite the country. And here we are, a bunch of self-proclaimed retards on Wall Street Bets are bringing the country back together and saving companies from the coronavirus pandemic.
Yep.
And doing good work with it.
Real good.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. It's that this week is fucking amazing. And what the fuck are we talking about?
What?
Dude, what is this podcast about? Like, seriously. Dude!
Come on, man. Get it together, man.
I'm sorry, everybody. Our podcast is
not everything.
You never know what you're going to get when you turn on a show. Yeah, are we going to be talking about Bitcoin? No. Are you going to be talking about stocks? Maybe. Are we going to be talking about dudes freezing their own shit for whatever reason in condoms? I don't know.
Oh, speaking of shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of shit.
Let's go.
New corona test.
Yes.
All right, it's big in China.
It would be. Is it China or Japan? It's China.
It's big. It's big with China, and it's big with the LBGQ community. So new Corona test. It's an anal.
Huh? Was it? Oh, I see what you're
saying. It's an anal swab.
I got you.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's an anal swab. New Corona test. Now, this is just me, but it's a respiratory symptom. So I don't see how, and you know, that's just modern science for you. I don't see how sticking a swab up your ass is going to be able to help you test for the coronavirus. But
it couldn't hurt.
That's modern science.
It couldn't hurt. I'm down. I'm down just for fun. I'll do it. I'll get tested. See, I didn't want to get tested until now. Now I'm like, oh, you want to shove something up my ass? Let's go.
Oh, another thing about Wall Street Bets.
Yeah.
Remember what CNN said? So these hedge funds are freaking out. And they're all worth billions. So they have everybody in their pocket. So,
all the mainstream media. Fox, CNN, CNN Business.
Yeah, everybody in their pocket. So CNN, you know, comes out with a headline, and I've already tried to look for it again, and I can't find it. They must have like wiped it clean.
Oh, people were fucking furious.
Yeah, but it was out there for a minute. Now they tried to blame, saying that Wall Street Bets were a bunch of white supremacists,
neo Nazis,
and Trump supporters.
It was the biggest disservice they could have done to themselves.
This is millions of people, all right? Millions.
Yeah, that have not all over the across the board, across all the over board. The world, on this Reddit platform, and they're just there's every demographic you could think of, dude. I've seen black people like saying, "What the fuck is this, dude?" I've seen Asians like, "No, Korean over here, not a Trump supporter. What the fuck?"
If that doesn't open your eyes to this mainstream media, it's just
all they do is promote whoever's paying them, bro.
Exactly, whoever's in their pocket, whatever they want them to say.
They're good. They had nothing for this, so this has been the go-to all year. And if you guys haven't opened your eyes to this, their go-to is calling people Nazis. And I guess now Nazis are equal Trump supporters, which is the stupidest fucking thing, and so far removed from the truth, is bonkers. Okay, but they are opening the eyes of so many people. Like, oh shit! Now they're calling us Nazis. Like, we were supportive of your bullshit, Iran, and now we realize it was in fact just bullshit. So keep doing what you're doing over there, mainstream media, because I swear you can't keep it up for too much longer. The cat's kind of been out of the bag on
for a while. Look, if you watched a certain weatherman and every day he told you it was going to rain and it was sunny, would you keep on watching him?
Maybe. I watch him.
How much of a hot piece ass he is?
Well, just to see if
he's
just,
right.
Just see if he's going to keep lying, dude. it kind of becomes a novelty to watch these guys and just be like, wow, dude. They just have either they're so separated from what reality is, or they're just so paid to speak whatever reality they're paid to speak for. Yeah.
Same thing with the insurrection. It was just every single news outlet. That's what they were pushing. They tried saying the insurrection was like a 9/11 type tragedy. I don't remember thousands of people dying.
That would mean that in 9/11, the guy who flew the plane and crashed it into the World Trade Center was the only person who died in it, considering in the insurrection, only one Trump supporter died. That's not a good hijacking, guys. If you're the only one who dies after you've hijacked the plane, you probably were in on the wrong career path. Fuck. But I don't know. The movement is only getting stronger on that. It's probably the coolest thing I've seen to come out of it. And now they're coming out.
What you do, man? Oh, you're fucking shit up.
So what, dude? This is our life, no, dude.
Studio, man.
This is our life, dude.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So, if you want to help us out with the studio, hit us up at rotfl.podcast.com/donate.
Yeah, because you can see our shit's just falling apart, dude. How embarrassing. It is what it is. So now all these news outlets are coming out and saying, all these hedge funds have closed out their short positions.
Yeah.
What?
That's all they do is they short sell. That's their business model.
But it does. Why? They've never announced that they've closed their short positions before. Why would they throw themselves at a disadvantage by letting them know their game plan?
Well, because they want to, you know, just like everything else, everybody believes what they hear. So
it's not true, though.
No, it's not true at all. But they're like, oh, okay, we're not going to jump on board because they sold out all their positions.
I know what they're trying to do.
Right. But I'm just saying that's what they're doing.
See, here, this is what's so great. The internet, as crazy it is, we are in a brave new world where we have access to everything we need access to. So we can go look and see the short interest on every stock
we want to. Yeah, everything.
They could say, back in the day before the internet, they probably could have said and all our information would have came from Bloomberg or, you know,
right. The
fucking stock channel. But now we can go, did they? And look it up and go, nope.
They sure the fuck didn't.
They're trying to shut down all our access. They're trying to shut down the people's access, just like Facebook, just like fucking Twitter, just like Google is trying to shut down anything we like so they can make money. That's all it is.
Bottom line, bottom dollar.
Fuck big tech. If you fucking manipulate anything for your own gain, because you guys all got into this with the promise the internet was going to be a fucking bastion
for
of
the people,
freedom
yeah.
for the people. Yep. You guys should be ashamed of yourself, and you guys should all burn in hell.
Well, shout out to our hero of the week.
Hero!
And that is every single person on board with this Wall Street.
Who is holding with diamond hands.
Shout out.
Refuses to sell.
Hey, that made us the hero of the week.
We are. Are we the hero of the week right now? Ladies and gentlemen, the first time only and the last time ever, we are heroes of the week. So, I hope you enjoyed our content this week, because this, you will never, ever get that again, probably. It's been nonsense. Just nonsense. It's been nonsense all fucking week. So, I don't know. That's all. What do you got?
We got to talk about costs. We got to talk about costs.
All right. Let me, go ahead.
He won't let me live it down. He reminds me
of
it.
You're not going to believe what this guy did
every day.
It's the best thing ever that's happened to me.
So, my co-host here is my financial advisor.
No, I am not a financial advisor. Don't you get that mistake.
That's even your name in my phone, bro.
Hey,
it doesn't even say your name. It just says financial advisor.
Yeah, you and like seven other people at this point, which is not cool because I get sweated all day and I literally don't know anything. I'm just smarter than them, so they think I know shit.
He just watches people on YouTube.
That's all I do.
It's not even that you just watch people on YouTube.
That's all it. I learn shit.
So anyways, about a month ago, he's like, I'm like, hey, like I got some buying power. Like anything good I should get into? And he's like, yeah. He's like, get into KOSS and like, you know,
going KOSS. You all know the headphones.
Yeah, I used to have so many. Like they would last me my whole term. Good headphones.
Hey, there you go.
Great headphones. Like you know. So anyways, I was like, all right, fuck it. So I bought 100 shares at $4.54. Right? 100 shares. Right after I bought it. It dipped. All right? I was down $100. Down $100, down $50, down $100, down $50 for about 3 weeks. Right? So there was another stock I wanted to get into. And finally, one day, after being down $100, it jumped up. I was up 50. You know, I was like, F this stock. I'm out of it. Sell. I was up $50, sold it, got into something else that, you know, I lost money on.
It was such a good decision.
So the next day, literally the next day, that stock went from
$5.
Then it jumped up to $25. Then it jumped up to $50. Then it jumped up to $80.
Topped out at 100 at one point.
Now, if I would have sold it at 80, I probably would have made $40,000. But I'd be fucking rich, man.
Hey, I tell you what, that $40,000 wasn't worth all the laughter I've been having this week, because I was like, dude, tell me you didn't sell out of cost. He's like, oh my. I said, bro, cost is at $100. He was like, hit the ground on his knees. No! Oh, bro, I've been laughing so hard, bro. We would have been so in the money right now. And this is what happens when you have paper hands, ladies and gentlemen. this is what happens when you can't hold
on. You miss out.
So we're not missing out, and you guys might want to join the little crew and be part of this history we are making. And go check out Wall Street Bets. And if you guys could help us out so we could buy some more AMC, you can go to ROTFLpodcast.com donate, dude. And this is what we got for you. Like, share, subscribe. You know the deal. Follow us. We love you guys. That's all we got. Stay tuned for next week, and you guys are going to know if we made it to the moon or if we're just flat broke.